Proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks, live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
Welcome to Talk CDL, The Trucker Show. It's just me and Tyler again today. Kelly, where are you at? Diesel, I haven't even talked to you in 3 weeks. I have no idea where he's at. You know what? Ron's supposed to be back in Florida. We'll see him, Lord willing, in church this week, and I'll let him know we miss him on the show. But anyways, what's going on out there? Tyler, you're out there still in Utah. What's going on out there?
Well, not too much. It's 104 degrees right now, and I don't know that I've felt 104 degrees in a long time. Then again, my hometown there in North Dakota hit 104 degrees today. It hit 104 degrees, and it's got a tornado warning right now. So that doesn't make any sense to me. But aside from that, for some reason, if I got to drop my call, it's just because the wife's calling, and I need to check up what's going on. So that's about it, man. Just trying to get used to this heat.
Wow. I can't even imagine 104 degrees in Utah. If you got like 20 wives and it's 104 degrees, I mean, it's probably bad enough on a cool day. I can't even imagine.
All right. Nagging.
Argue with 20 nagging wives in 104 degree temperature.
Could you imagine the
Tyler's
AC
on his way from Starbucks.
Bill?
It's like he's got caffeine in it. Yeah. What's that, Tyler?
Could you imagine the 4 AC bills for the, however many houses they have just combined? Oh, my goodness.
Look, let me just say this. If I come out there to Utah and I start collecting wives, this is what I'm talking about now, okay? You want to marry an ex-trucker, part-time radio show guy, okay? Don't have much money. It's a little bit cocky, getting old. But I will say this. If I come out there and marry a couple of those ladies out there, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get shacks, okay? Or like sheds, something to the, you don't really need to put them up in a big house. You get the big house for yourself. You settle in there and you maybe take your top two or three wives and look, make them earn their way into the big house. And then you take like maybe 10 or 15 other little shacks, no air conditioning. And you put them out there, maybe set a garden out there, let them, till the garden and do their thing and let them work their way into the house. You see what I'm saying, Tyler? I don't see any other way to be a polygamist. You gotta really get out there and be the boss. What do you think?
That is some hardcore ideal.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, that's just the mind of a trucker. I'm just kidding. Listen, all you Utah people out there and women that are hating me right now, I know people go, I'm just kidding. But you know what? Seriously, come on. First off, there's no way I can marry 20 wives. Second off, put them in a shack. I'm not going to go for a shack. Get a couple tents maybe, but I'm not going to pay for shacks. But anyways, look. This is Talk CDL. Hello. Tally, you with me? Did I lose Tally?
I heard you say, this is Talk CDL, but that's it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It went blank. I was like, what in the world's going on here? Did they cut me for some time? Listen, I'm just teasing. Let's just move on here with some stuff that's all about trucking. Today we've got a trucking company explosion in North Carolina. I have no idea what happened there. Wilson Trucking, I guess. From what I understand, there was just a huge explosion. There were 6 or 7 people injured. There's one that's possibly on death's door, which is, we got to make prayers for them. And then, of course, we want to give out our tips today for exercising. Last night, and Tyler, I got to be honest with you. Yesterday, we were talking more about health, and we were talking about ways to eat. And you almost feel like I didn't feel that the show was that great yesterday. I'm just being honest. I think that you sit there and try to tell a bunch of truckers, that you got to eat healthy. They know that. They know that they have to start eating healthy. Are we reminding them of it? Sure. Can we give them tips? Sure. But you know what? I don't know. I just felt kind of out of our realm. You know what I mean? Talking about that type of part of trucking. And don't get me wrong. You know, health in trucking really needs to be talked more about. And we need to get more organized when it comes to talking about that stuff. But I just felt that it wasn't that great of a show yesterday, you know, just sitting and saying, you know, it was basically almost like us yelling at people for getting out of shape. You know, how'd you feel about it?
You know, tough love is one of the best kind of loves out there, you know, and I think if it's not reminded every now and again, even though, yeah, okay, you know I need to run more. I know I need to, you know, do a lot of things, but.
Did we lose Tyler?
Yeah. It kind of went blank there for a second. Yeah, so I know I need to do a lot of things, but if I'm not sometimes reminded about it, normally a lot of times I'll forget about it and I won't make it a priority. You know, just like me coming out here to Utah, you know, I get here and I got to do this, that, and the other, and it's things that I should have had done already, but, you know, things happen and I wasn't reminded of it, so it just wasn't a priority to me. So I think it's kind of important for us to cover those things. Sometimes, you know, it is a little bit out of our realm. I really wish, you know, and I wanted to mention this yesterday because we met a gentleman. Actually, he contacted us, and he's actually a gentleman who studies, you know, health and trucking. And I can't wait to get him on the show where he, you know, he has a degree in this kind of stuff, and he can actually kind of talk about it. Maybe a little bit more of a an educated level rather than us, you know?
Yeah, because we're no different than the rest of the truckers. We're just out here telling them, we're just one of those people that knows it all. I think we know it all. And we're just going to tell everybody, you know, what we know and our way is the best way. You know how everybody thinks their crap don't think. We're no different. We're no different than the world. But you're right, Tyler. That article that guy sent in, very professional man. Writes all kind of stories and articles, and one of the things he's written on is obesity and trucking, and I had a conversation with him, and I'm really excited. I know when you get back from Utah, you're going to get that article posted up on the site, and we're just going to kind of get rocking and rolling and get this guy on the show, and hopefully we can get a couple call-ins and let them ask him personally. We'll advertise for that show. But yeah, man, that's cool. Good idea. Now, look, let me take a quick commercial break, and we'll just kind of just wrap up this week. You know, we got a couple things to mention, and let's just move on, man. All right.
Right on.
Hey, drivers. How does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888 888- 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393, or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner operator driven.
Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him Talk CDL, the Trucker Show, sent you.
Hey drivers, Troy here with TalkCDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right, just click on one app called Driver Pulse and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to tenststreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10 Street. Get it today.
Now 75 or 85 or I 20 t'other way. Bring your spells to the right and in the night you hear some good buddy say.
Breaker, got a pick to take or old smoky.
Love that song. All right, Tyler, welcome back. Are you with me, buddy?
I'm here.
So, Tyler, you know, it's kind of a weird ending of a week. You know, it's like one of those weeks. You have those weeks where you go, you know, things are just kind of, you know, like yesterday's show. But anyways, let's move this on. What I want to do is I want to, you know, I guess they put up an article today about some trucking company that, I don't know what did you hear about it? I mean, what happened? What kind of an explosion was it? Here's what it says here. It says, let me just pull the mic over here so I can see the. It says Robert Young was at work at Wilson Trucking. You know, what's funny is that Wilson Trucking. I know a guy that knows the owner of that place, and this I believe that's the guy. He has like one of it's like a 27,000 square foot house there in North Carolina. The guy that owns Wilson, I think that's who it is. It's huge. But they say it's a really good company to work for. But it says Robert Young was at work at Wilson Trucking Company early Wednesday morning when he heard an explosion and turned around to see flames pouring out of the loading dock. It felt like I was in a movie. It was unreal. He says two or three explosions behind another. People just started running everywhere. I had never seen anything like it before, Young told Channel 9. Emergency crews said several people were hurt after a four-alarm fire at North Charlotte Trucking Company early Wednesday morning. Fire police and medic were called to the 70. And Tyler, you're a medic or a firefighter. You know, this they said they were called to the 7500 block of Statesville Road at Wilson Trucking Corporation just before 6 a.m. after being told an explosion and a fire on a loading dock. I'm just wondering, was there propane on the dock? It says, when crews arrived, they saw heavy flame smoke coming from the loading dock. It's the first time I'm actually reading this, believe it or not. I didn't have time to look it over. It says, Eyewitness News first showed you the dozens of firefighters working to put out the flames on daybreak Wednesday. It ended up taking about 90 firefighters. Wow, 90 firefighters to control this fire. Let's see, medical people at Carolina's Medic Center, one with serious injuries, two with potentially life-threatening injuries, and two with minor injuries. Four people were still at Carolina's Medical Center for treatment Wednesday afternoon. Okay. two are in fair condition, two are in good condition. Witnesses told Channel 9 they saw several people who were examined. Okay, I'm glad most people, blah, blah, blah. Officials at State Railroads was shut down in both directions from Lakeview. So I guess this happened. This was all like as it was happening. I guess they were posting it on our site here. Estimated property damage of $1.5 million. I guess the road was closed. So we're really not getting any let's see. There are trailers backed up on both sides. Da, 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 da. I'm glad no one hurt. All right, listen to this. We have got propane tanks and a couple of gas powered lifts. We have got fireworks there. Let me see here. I wonder what that means. All kind of hazmat chemicals in there. We ship a lot of stuff. There's really no telling what the dock, what's on the dock at any time. He said that the loading dock may be built, is built, may have helped the fire spread. So it says the way the loading dock was built, the fire, it may have helped the fire spread. It's completely open inside. There are trailers backed up on both sides. Okay, so I understand the way the dock looks. So it sounds like this company probably does a lot of LTL. I know when I worked for, it was a division of roadway. It was called New Penn. And we had all that stuff on our docks, propane tanks, every hazmat, all kind of chemicals. So there's no telling what exploded. You know, it's just kind of crazy how that happened. I'll be honest with you. I'm getting half a report here, Tyler, and maybe you can shed some light on what actually, I mean, wouldn't there have to be some kind of fire to make the explosion, or could somebody have dropped a tank and a spark? I mean, I don't know. Where are you at with this one?
Well, I mean, there's so many different things that could have happened that actually started it. The first thing that came to my mind when they mentioned, oh, it's no telling, you know, we got so much stuff on there. There's a reason why we have laws that determine, you know, how we have to handle hazmat and things that can, you have something called quantity distance and things like that, where basically what it means is, you know, things like propane tanks in the industry need to be a certain distance away from things like firecrackers or, you know, things that can go boom. Those two don't go together very well. So those things shouldn't be on the same dock. You know, those kind of things, you know, certain kinds of hazmat that are certain, you know, chemical compounds shouldn't be next to the other forms of hazmat, because common household hazmat, if they, you know, mix for whatever reason, it can instantly ignite, right? And then, you know, to have propane tanks and other things, it's all about deterrence in making sure that if something were, you know, God forbid, a firecracker were to go off or something along those lines, you know, there's nothing else around that can make that hazard even more hazardous. So that's my first thing. And I mean, who's the dock guy that's allowing these different things to be so close to each other and not know what's on the dock at any given time? That's an issue that I'm sure will get addressed now after this, especially. You know, if propane tanks around, you know, most likely those propane tanks don't have propane in them, unless they're their personal propane tanks. Otherwise, propane tanks ordinarily come empty, and then you have companies that come fill them and stuff. I mean, I don't know what size propane tanks, but generally those don't come full unless, I guess if they come from the company, you know, maybe. I think Rhino might have been sending some recently that, come full. But I don't know.
True. That's true. It could have been, because I don't think like for example, Walmart, you know, when you walk into a Walmart, you see all those Rhino tanks there locked up. I don't think they fill them there, you know?
Yeah, I think those ones actually do. After I thought about that, I think those ones do come pre-filled with the sealed caps on them and everything. And then, you know, what Walmart and, you know, Home Depot will do is you'll give them your brand new tank sometimes, and you'll either get a crappy one or whatever the case is. They just trade them out. But they might ship full. So maybe there was a leak, and then, you know, maybe someone was smoking and it lit the tanks. I mean, who knows? So, you know, I'm sure that kind of fire, especially since they don't know what all was on the dock, which just blows my mind. I could go on for that for a while. It's going to take the fire marshal probably a good while to figure out what exactly started that fire, especially since it was open. Most likely it was concrete. So there's probably no really large evidence, no crazy burn points to show where this thing started, especially if it took 90 firefighters to get this thing out. It was probably burning for some time. So whenever, say, for example, the fire hit the chemicals, that's going to create a burst right there, which is going to make a false illusion that it could have been the chemicals, but really, you know, because it was such a hard burn point, but really it could have been somewhere else, that's a little burn point, which actually started the whole thing. So who knows if we'll ever actually know what started it.
You know, Tyler, which leads me to a thought. I know for a while there was a big push, and there are some out there, but a lot of people, like Boone Pickens, I think, was one of the guys leading the charge for natural gas trucks. Wouldn't you think that they would be more apt to explode on impact if you had a lot of isn't natural gas more like a propane? It's a gas. I mean, could we not see more potential explosions the more natural gas tractor trailers there are? Did I lose you, Tyler?
Oh, I was muted, and I thought I pressed the button, but I must not have.
This is one good show today.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, it's an issue. It doesn't matter.
You know, natural gas, I think, can be – I think because natural gas, the term is kind of vague, because I think there's different types of natural gas. I'm not 100% sure. But I think a lot of it is all depends on, like I said, what type of natural gas it is and how quickly it dissipates. And then also how much it's compressed. So I'm not quite sure. I would not want to be in a truck that had natural, you know, maybe like a gas propane kind of, or natural gas stove in or anything like that. I wouldn't want that. That's nothing that I would want. That just leads to lots of things, like maybe forgetting it on and passing out, and I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I guess, look, you know, and I don't want to beat a dead horse. Prayers to the people that were injured, and prayers to everybody around that situation there today in Charlotte over there at Wilson Trucking. And we'll be checking on that as the days or weeks go on. Maybe we'll get, you know, I think you'll get initial reports usually within a week or so. You'll hear the suspicion of what they think it is.
Usually the fire marshal has between 3 and 7 days, depending on, I think, how large or square footage the fire is, to give a report. So I'd say within a week we should see something.
Did you look at some of the pictures there on the article on the site? There was
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was like there was a bunch of trucks. It looked like the fires were just coming right out. I'm flipping over to it right now just to check it out myself. But It definitely was probably hot in there, man. I mean, literally, there was no playing around with that fire. Okay, so I'm not really seeing everything on here. Okay, three more. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, if you look at that bottom picture, or actually the second to the bottom picture, it looks like there's flames coming out of one of the trucks. I don't know if one of the trailers caught on fire or what, but it was definitely excitement there in North Carolina today.
It kind of brings up a really scary thought, though, because, you know, not knowing, you know, for all the truckers out there that haul hazmat, I mean, the hazmat cert and that endorsement in general is one of the, you know, it's, to me, one of the most special ones out there, because it truly is one of the ones, it's in its name, it's hazardous, you know, and when you have certain materials, you know, I just don't understand. It just still blows my mind. Not having symbols and not knowing what you have on your dock is very dangerous. As a hazmat driver, those are things definitely look out for. You know, if you're dropping off hazmat somewhere, for the safety of others, you know, ask the question on what, you know, where's the hazmat signs for that? You know, you're supposed to have hazmat signs. And these firefighters come into a location like this, they don't know how to handle a fire if they don't know what kind of hazards in it. And that's the primary purpose of those hazmat symbols. So, yeah, be proactive there. That's just a shame. So, anyway, fitness. some workout exercises. What do you got there?
Well, okay. That means that segment's over. In case y'all haven't guessed, we're going to the next thing. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I figured you had already, you were trying to move on, and I kind of
I'm good. You know, it's the last day of the week for us. You know, we run Saturday through Wednesday, and, you know, we could transition in any which way you want it, buddy. You know, I'll tell you what, honestly, workouts, you know, I wanted to talk to, you know, drivers about all kinds of things that, you know, it's and this is up to them, you know, if they want to do this or not. But, you know, a lot of drivers, I think one of the big things is you should carry some sneakers with you on the road. A lot of guys, you know, like some of them old timers don't really wear sneakers. They like to wear boots and all this other. But realistically, a pair of nice, maybe cross-track or, you know, just a good pair of walking sneaker. And, you know, keep that handy. And I would tell you 5 days a week minimum for an adult. And I know Phil had looked it up. I don't know if you can look it up in front of you, but I can't do it right this second because there's a lot of interference. I think there's X amount of times walking around the truck and trailer equals a mile. Okay, and I can't remember the number, Phil.
I think it was 20.
I was thinking 20, 22 times is what I thought too. But anyways, there's a certain amount of trips. Like if you're, and I'll give you an example why you would walk around the trailer instead of, you know, walking, you know, where you're at. Like, for example, you may be at a shipper or receiver, you know, you're going to be held up there for hours and it's a tight area, maybe in a city or whatever the case is. And you really can't go far. And therefore, maybe you would, you know, if you're not in the door already, because obviously you know, if you're in the door, you're not going to walk around your truck and trailer. Or you may use somebody else's. But, you know, so many times around, like Tyler said, it may be 20, maybe 22. Look it up. It's out there, guys and gals. And, you know, that's 1 mile, one good brisk mile. And you want to do it vigorously. You don't want to walk. One of the things about walking exercise, it's all about getting your heart pumping. Okay. So if you're out there on the road, one of the things you want to do when you do your walk, you want to walk correctly and you want your legs to kick back. When you're walking, you want your leg to throw up. That didn't sound right. As you're walking and you lift your one foot to the back, you want to bring it back up to your butt, like almost not fully and almost in a marching position. And I'm going to tell you something. That is what a brisk walk is all about. And keep those arms moving. And that is a very healthy exercise. Now, here's the one thing also, Tyler, that I wanted to bring to the table for my brothers and sisters. When I was a driver, I was big time into weights. I love lifting weights. And I was like, man, I got to find a way to bring my weights with me on the road. And you know, when you first look at it, you're going, yeah. You know, and I had what was called an FLD. Probably a lot of guys don't even know what an FLD is. It was a freight line. It's almost like a Cascadia is today. And it was a big condo. And I had to figure out a way to bring my weight set and my bench. So what I did was I took the bench and I took off the legs and I took off the part that would be connected to where your bar would sit on. All right. And all I had was the bench. And so what I did was I had one of those Coleman coolers and I would stick the area where your butt's at between the seats, driver's side and the passenger side, and I put my cooler there, bottom end of the weight bench on top of the cooler, you know, put a towel on it so it doesn't slide. And then on those freight liners, you can lift up the mattress and just put it to the back up against the wall. And now you've got a nice space because you have that lip that the head part is sitting on. So now I brought my big bar with me for curls. But what I would do is you can get a much deeper stretch and a much deeper weight lift if you use dumbbells. So if you bring a certain amount of dumbbells with you and you lay back, like I said, butt area is going to be between the seats on the bench down there near the cooler. Your head's going to be up over the bunk where the mattress was. And this is all on top of the weight bench. And as you're wanting to lift weights, now your arms can go deep because the bench, the head part is up in the air. If you guys can picture that, because of the lip that the weight bench is sitting on now, okay? And now that you don't have a mattress, there's a deep pocket in there for your arms to go down and get that good stretch downward and then up. And I'm going to tell you something, you know, two, three times a week, nice, good workout with those dumbbells. You know, you can do all kind of tricep, all kind of bicep, all kind of workouts for your back and for your chest, all on that bench. And then when you're not lifting, the bench stands, you stand it up behind the passenger seat, behind the curtain, and you put the seat belt around it, and it just tucks back there and never goes anywhere. And then, you put your weights nice and stack them up behind the passenger seat or wherever you want to put them, and put your bed back down, and you've got yourself your bedroom back. So you go from bedroom to workout room, and I'm telling you, it works, because I did it for a couple of years. And you don't have to take 1 million pounds of weight with you. You know, most guys aren't going to do any more than 25s or 30s in each hand, because when you're working out with dumbbells, if you can bench, say, 250 pounds, you will not bench 250 pounds of dumbbells because your arms are not that sturdy, okay? So really what you need to do is maybe bring 100 pounds worth of dumbbells or with little weights that you can interchange your dumbbells. But I personally like the solid dumbbells that you can just get at Walmart, get some 15s, some 20s, 25s, 30s, and just bring them with you. You know, an extra 100 or 150 pounds in the truck is not a lot. You're not going to be over, you're not going to be scaling over because of it. What do you think of that, Tyler?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, especially the dumbbells, because, you know, if anything, you know, you can take your bed, say you don't, you know, have a weight bench, you don't want to go buy one or whatever and take it apart, you know, pull up your mattress, and then, you know, if your mattress isn't hollow underneath, like what you were mentioning, maybe yours is, on a solid piece of,
they don't want the bed. The reason that it's hollow there and that lip is there, so like if you had to hit the brakes and there was no lip there, the mattress would just come flying out. So that's the piece that keeps the mattress back.
Well, I mean, it could have like a 1x1 going down. I don't know. Either way, take a look at your setup. I mean, those trucks are real fancy now. Who knows what they got in them? I haven't been in one of those really new ones. So, but yeah. Take a look at it, okay, and then if anything, you know, bring if you can't afford, a full set, just go get a piece of plywood and cut a strip off of it or something, you know, like a 3/4 inch, just something you can lay on. It doesn't have to be super crazy because it's not very long. It's not, it's going to be able to handle you. And lay that down, just something, get those dumbbells. I think that's a great idea.
There's a will, there's a way, right? Invent something.
Yeah,
make
exactly. You know, MacGyver. I guarantee if you Google on it, and we
Tyler, what do you
and
know
I'll
about
do this
MacGyver?
Later, maybe.
You weren't even born. You know who MacGyver is?
Hey, MacGyver was one of my idols, okay,
wow.
As far as, yeah.
And you're right, Tyler. You got to be a MacGyver if you're out there. You got to be.
Yeah, Google, I guarantee if you Google, trucker workout routines and something, you're going to find something. You just got to do it, Maybe we'll get something going on that. I'll research a little bit. We'll get something over on TalkCDL.com. So expect that and watch Facebook for the link to go head over there.
Tell Smith when he gets back this next time, I want to make a video. I want to meet him over there at his truck, and I want to make a video of how to work out, and we'll put it up on TalkCDL. And we'll make it go viral for everybody out there in trucker world. And they can see. And I mean a simple workout, not something crazy where, a 60-year-old man ain't going to be able to do this. I'm talking about a nice little workout. I'm telling you, Lord willing, I'm going to get together with Smith or Tyler. I'm going to be up in North Dakota here in about 6-8 weeks. Maybe, you and I can make a video somewhere. But we're going to make a video of how to work out in a truck. Okay? We're going to make that video. And we're gonna show the world how simple it really is to stay in shape on the road. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Even if I could go on for this for a while because, body weight exercises. Just doing free, you know, just your body, just doing squats with your body, you know, keeping your feet shoulder width apart, just doing 10, 15 squats, in, you know, take a lap around the truck, do 15, you know, squats, and then maybe, I don't know, and then maybe 10 jumps. There's just so much you can do. You just got to get that heart rate going and burn some calories. That's all you got to do, so.
Tyler, let's wrap this show up. It's the end of the week. Hey, Tyler, I want to tell you a quick story. I was on, you know, going back and forth. You know, I got lots of emails and posts and everything like that, and I was on this one job website there, you know, yesterday, I guess, Lord willing, and this they had a post on there about automatic trucks, right? Automatic trucks, and you know, a lot of drivers like automatics, you know, especially look, you get into a city and you got to press your leg up and down 5 billion times in traffic. You learn to like a nice auto shift, right? Automatic. So this one trucker gets on there. He goes, "Wow, man, I thought you guys were a trucking company. I didn't know you were a circus. Man, automatics, boo." Right. And I said to him, I said, "Dude, man, I'm sorry. We can't all be super truckers like you, man. We're just not worthy." And now I would think, you know, you would think he'd realize that I was insulting him back, right? Instead, he comes back and he goes, "Yeah, shoot, man, all these greenhorns, they can't even handle an automatic, let alone a tractor trailer." Like he's something special. So if you're out there listening and you were talking to me on that little message thing, guys, I just want you to know, honestly, that was an insult for me. I was insulting you. You know why? Because you're picking on truck drivers that like automatics. You know what? Just because you like one thing doesn't mean every trucker out there has to like exactly like you. You know, we'd have a better industry if we weren't insulting each other. And look, here's the other thing I see on a lot of these blogs out there. And one of these days we're going to have a show about this, Tyler. But here's one of the things that really it's like – every time you see a Swift truck, a JB truck, a Schneider truck, a Warner truck, a bunch of guys that think that they're Mr. Super Trucker, they all got to go in there and start making Swift jokes and Schneider jokes and all their crap. You know what? Honestly, guys, you're making fun of your brother trucker. I mean that sincerely. Think about what you're doing. Have a little compassion and respect for the guy that's working for another company out there doing the same exact job as you. Just because he's driving a Swift truck does not make you a better driver than him, whether you want to say it or not. I'm just telling you, it kind of is just I'm just saying I think it's wrong to be constantly putting down another trucking company. You want to know something? Everybody had to get. That's funny. I had a guy the other day tell he goes, "Man, these guys out there in a school, they go through school for 8 weeks and then they put them in a truck. That's real dangerous." I'm thinking, what is he talking about? How did he get his start? Most drivers that didn't go to a school, they were thrown into a damn truck in like one or two times. You know what I mean? You don't just become an apprentice for 2-3 years and then learn how to drive a truck. My gosh, when I was 17 and my grandfather said, "Here, start driving." And put me in the damn seat in a cab over and I drove it. I've never been in a tractor trailer accident. I might have backed up into something once or twice. Okay, but I never had a wreck in a truck, praise God. And you know what? I was taught by my grandfather. He taught me how to shift, taught me how to go around turns, and taught me how to drive in the winter. Guess what? I didn't even have 8 weeks of training, and I went out there and did it. So when a guy comes out of an 8-week school and he's at one of these big trucking companies like Schneider or J.B. Hunt, you know what? He's being trained pretty damn good. Just, you know, a lot of people get on Swift because there's some. They got 20-some thousand trucks. They're going to have some accidents. My gosh. Hey, and that's all I'm saying. It's kind of annoying when you see all these guys out there that it's like, oh, let's go make fun of this company or that company. And you know what? Those guys had to get their start just like you, dude. So I would say, you know what? Lay off the Swift drivers. Most of those guys are good drivers. And you know what? Most of those guys that are casting stones, Tyler, they probably ran into things also in their lives. They just don't want to admit it. What do you think, Tyler?
You know, I would respond back with at least that guy who went to school for 8 weeks is in a Swift truck or, a larger company. At least he's out there getting a job and trying to make something of himself. You know, you got to give them credit for that because we don't, there's very far and few between, you know, people out there in America right now that are willing to do what it takes to get out, you know, to make the money and build a career for themselves. So kudos to the guys that, you know, that are getting out there and doing it. You know, Alan, same exact way, man, just getting in there and just doing it. And you know, Swift guys, I followed a Swift guy for quite a few miles on the way over here to Utah. And, you know, I didn't ever see him. It was like he was on autopilot. He never even, like, crossed the white line, yellow line. He was just straight ahead. Man, he handled that truck real well. So, you know, everybody's out there, you know, doing the same thing. They have the same goals. They're trying to get goods, you know, to the people of America. So that's all I got on that.
Yeah. Tyler, give me your final thoughts, brother. Let's wrap this show up.
Final thoughts, man. You know, just be careful out there. Be vigilant, you know, when you're backing up the docks. If you see there's a bunch of cluttery stuff out there on the dock, maybe you should go ahead and say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and wait, you know, to put anything more on this dock until some stuff's cleared back. I know it might delay you a little bit, but, you know, something happens, the forklift's coming on, pulling stuff off your dock. It's not your dock. You're not responsible for it, but you might end up maybe saving your own life or, you know, saving other people's lives by telling dock manager, you know, this dock's really crowded. Maybe we should clear it out a little bit before we unload this truck. And then, you know, so sometimes you just got to do things like that for the common good. Aside from that, you know, just look at your health. You know, I'm not saying I'm perfect, and I'm not by any means, but, you know, I don't sit in a truck for 10 hours out of the day, if not more than that, you know, for 15, 20 hours out of the day. And that's not my lifestyle right now. If it was, I would definitely heed some advice and start trying to do something about it. So hopefully you do the same. And we'd love to see if you guys do some things. If you have something that you do personally, I would say head over to TalkCDL.com. Season 2, episode what? I don't even know.
I don't know, like 33 or 34.
33, 34. Either way, go to the homepage, okay? Find today's episode on there on TalkCDL.com. You know, click continue reading and scroll down to the bottom. You'll see a comment box right there. You know, give some advice out there for the truckers. If you don't feel like going to TalkCDL.com, shame on you. No, I'm just kidding. Just head over to Facebook.com/TalkCDL and post it over there. We'd love to share, you know, any advice you have out there for, you know, getting a little exercise out there on the road, eating healthy on the road, you know, maybe really healthy places to eat on the road, anything like that. Just share it, okay? Because truckers don't know about it.
About my wife joke. You know, whatever. Just go over there and make comments.
Yeah, whatever. Interact with us, guys. That's all I got.
Yeah, we love it. Hey, listen, and here's my thing. You know what? If we're alive Saturday, because that's our next show, Lord willing, we're going to get up. We're going to do that show, all right? Now, but let me tell you this, okay? In the beginning of the show, I made a lot of wife jokes over, you know, Dr. Polygamy's coming to Utah, baby. But let me tell you something. We apologize here for nothing, okay? If you find this show to be unpolitically correct, guess what? You found the right place. If you're insulted by this show in any way, turn that dial off and go find another podcast, okay? We're not out to hurt anybody's feelings, but we're also not here about political correctness. You know what? We're all about trucking. We love trucking companies. We love the trucking industry. We love the freight business, and we love our brothers and sister drivers out there, and we're far from politically correct. We're human beings, man. We're doing our thing, okay? My advice about today's topics, okay, is this. Like Tyler said, you see stuff that's not correct on your dock, if you're a dock worker, and you see, maybe, because I'm sure there's safety rules. Tyler, you know there's safety rules for this. So if you see maybe
something
that's not in a crate right, or it's not in a place right, you need to either pick it up and do it or report it. But either way, you see the dangers of whatever happened today, and Lord willing, we'll find out through further investigations what happened there at Wilson Trucking there in Charlotte, North Carolina. As far as exercising, guys, you know, honestly, truly, I'm an exercise freak. I walk a lot. I don't lift weights like my 18-and-a-half-year-old daughter, Lord willing. But let me tell you, okay, working out is so good for the body. One of the things that every man and woman's been searching for the fountain of youth. And doctors, real doctors will tell you the only thing that they've ever seen that makes somebody young is vigorous working out. If you ever look to see it, people that truly stay in shape and work out, those, some of these people are 60, 70 years old, and they look like they're about 30, 40. And it's all through working out. They're healthy. So if you want to be healthy, you're going to have to start exercising. If you don't, hey, man, guess what? In a couple of years, the cardiac guy's going to see you. bypass surgery. Look at Diesel. I'm not saying that he didn't exercise, but old Diesel smoked like a chimney all his life. Guess what? One day, the doctor's cracking his chest down the middle and doing a triple bypass. We love Diesel. We pray that his recovery is soon. But I will tell you, he's an example. No exercise, bad eating, and smoking. It's going to catch up to you. And you know what, Tyler? We all think it's never going to get us. But one day, you're on that damn gurney or you're on that table going, oh, my gosh, what did I do? So, guys, it ain't too late to turn it around, man. Make prayer and make exercise. Hey, until we meet again, this is Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. God bless and good night, and we appreciate everybody. Thank you.